Berlin W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Ariel Reshef. President Biden made an unannounced stop today in Ukraine with a message to the capital city as the Russian invasion approaches its anniversary.
1 year later, Kyiv stands, and Ukraine stands, democracy stands, the Americans stand with you, and the world stands with you.
Mr. Biden also announcing a $500 million aid package, including HIMARS light rocket launcher ammunition and air surveillance radar. The president now making his way to Poland. ABC's Inez de la Quatara is there.
Tomorrow we'll be seeing President Biden here in Warsaw, meeting with the Polish President Duda and with the leaders of the so-called Bucharest Nine. That is a group of nine NATO countries on the eastern flank. The NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg will also be here meeting with Biden.
A new earthquake has hit one of the Turkish provinces devastated by the deadly quake earlier this month. This is ABC News. Republican presidential prospects are streaming into Iowa, the leadoff caucus state. Nikki Haley swinging through Iowa this week, along with fellow Republican South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. Former Vice President Mike Pence was just in the state. The Democratic races are bypassing Iowa early on. Classes resume today at Michigan State University, a week after a deadly mass shooting there. State educators in March for Our Lives now pushing lawmakers for legislation to help end gun violence. Pamela Pugh, president of the Michigan Board of Education.
We are not asking, we are demanding that policy be made to protect our children.
More than 30 countries have released a letter calling on the International Olympic Committee to clarify a plan allowing Russians to compete in next year's summer games. The IOC has said athletes from Russia and Belarus will be able to compete displaying no flags or national symbols. But the U.S. says the countries must be held accountable for the war in Ukraine. Ariel Reshef, ABC News.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. More wintry weather coming our way. Snow expected to start Tuesday night into Wednesday before warmer temperatures turn it back to rain for southern Wisconsin. As the storm moves west to east across the state, snowfall will continue through Thursday in the central and northern parts. Warmer weather later in the week will create the potential for freezing rain in central and southern Wisconsin. Tomorrow is primary election day. Voters casting ballots among four candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court. The two top finishers move on to the April 4th general election. The eventual winner will determine whether conservatives keep the majority on the court or it flips 4-3 to liberal control for at least the next 2 years. The court upheld President Joe Biden's win in Wisconsin in 2020 by just one vote when conservative Brian Hagedorn sided with the liberal justices to confirm President Biden's win. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. always on the Civic Media app. Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke! Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers on a Monday afternoon. You are listening to this fine program across the Civic Media Network, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side for Mad Radio 92.7. WMDX 1580 AM. Almost slipped up there and called it the former name, but that's okay. I haven't done that yet, but it got close just there. Coming off of this weekend, shaking off the rust, and the big guy, he is in an undisclosed location somewhere in the Fox Valley doing very, very important work, and in his absence, I am joined on this Monday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, across several Civic Media stations, including WRCE News from the Center, WXCO Bull Falls Radio, our friends up in Wausau, carrying Chad Holmes, the Chad Holmes Show right now, as well as Lake Air, WLAK in Amory. Todd Alba, how you doing, my friend?
Absolutely fantastic. Great to see you, as always. Look, appreciate the opportunity. I had to change my jersey. I took off the Triple A jersey. I put on the Major League jersey, and I am set to go.
Stop
so
it.
Here we are across the statewide network, and always glad when you invite me on. So never can replace
It's apples
Brian
to
Kelly.
Oranges, though, too. It is apples to oranges. And you see, you always say that this is the big leagues. I think
it
the
is.
Big leagues is 3 hours. Doing a three-hour show, that's the big leagues. You got to be ready. You get prepared. Sometimes I get done doing whatever else I'm doing running around in the bowels of Civic Media. Ooh. And I come up for air, and then boom, there's a microphone in front of my face, and I just got to start talking. So you do a three-hour show. That takes a lot more work than what I'm doing here.
It just means that I've been exposed to more politicians over my life. I have a greater ability to BS. I'm more windy. That's all that means.
Okay.
This is the talent. It's not quantity of airtime. It's quality of airtime.
We will continue to have that debate and over again.
But I'm happy to be here.
We really, really appreciate you joining us. And we got Evan on the board. Evan, hope you're doing well. Really appreciate you on those ones and twos. Look at him.
Evan is the best. Get to work with him tomorrow night for election night coverage. You're always it's like you can sit back and get on the small jet. You're like, can this thing fly? And then you see the Evans at the controls, and you're like, oh, I'll enjoy my martini.
There you go.
I'm absolutely in good hands with Captain Evan.
We got a little behind the scenes insight there. Then Todd's gonna be enjoying his martinis out of his coffee mug tomorrow night during the election night coverage.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
but that does.
let us feed into our first area, and we'll take tangents throughout the entire hour. If you want to share one, 844-967-2789, you can call or text. You can also tweet the show at Dueling Tangents. But Todd, we've got a statewide primary tomorrow. Have you made a plan to be a voter yet?
I have made a plan. My plan is to drive myself to the polls tomorrow, voting in person. And my neighborhood polling place is literally a two-minute drive from my place.
Yes.
So it's not bad at all. So yeah, I'll be voting, driving myself. But everybody should make a plan. Big race, not just the Wisconsin Supreme Court race tomorrow, also referendum, whether you think they should be on there or not, important to vote in them, mm-hmm. and also appellate court judges, local races as well. You have mayoral races across the state, so lots to be voting for.
Yes, and I did not vote early, so I will be voting in person as well tomorrow, and I like to walk the dog to the polling place. It's the local library.
Is that an analogy for something?
No, you literally walk the dog. And my fiance and I take turns. One stays outside of the dog, and the other goes inside and votes, and then vice versa. February primaries may be questionable if that's what we're going to do, just depending on how many people will be in line and what kind of wait would be outside the library tomorrow. But we'll kind of play it by ear. There is some developing forecasts across the state as well.